There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
There we are.
Welcome back,
ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us at the Power Hour today. So much news. Seriously, so much news that when we get into the next hour, don't think that we've finished it, because we're going to go back to the news in the third hour. Sherry Tenpenny, a newspaper in Australia has called her a U.S. anti-vaccine liar. She was supposed to go to Australia to do some programs, and it looks as though they're going to inhibit her from going to Australia, maybe. There's lots of news out there, incredible amounts of news. Sherry Atkinson, do you remember her story? She's a former CBS News correspondent. She has sued the Justice Department over the hacking of her computers, officially accusing the Obama administration of illegal surveillance when she was reporting on administration scandals. And in a series of legal filings that seek $35 million in damages, Atkinson alleges that three separate computer forensic exams showed that hackers used sophisticated methods to surreptitiously monitor her work between 2011 and 2013, and she's got the goods on them.
Wow.
That is a huge story. That is huge. If oil drops to $40, the geopolitical consequences could be terrifying. Well, it's now 48 something, I think I looked at it, 48.05, something like that. Not good. And the chart, there's a chart from CNBC News on the news section, ticking time bomb for stocks. And I got to tell you, even Fox Business News yesterday was saying, this is not so good. It's up 130 points today. At the opening, or prior to the opening, the Dow, but it doesn't look good. It could drop very easily.
Right, yeah. The Economic Collapse blog has got a great story that's 10 key events that preceded the last financial crisis, and things are kind of lining up the same way right now.
What are some of the major
ones? Number one is a really bad start to the year for the stock market. You know, we had the S&P drop, it was almost 3% the other day. Just choppy financial behavior, a lot of ups and downs. A decline in the 10-year bond. For the first time ever, the 10-year bond yield of the U.S., Japan, and Germany has dropped below 1%. Crash of oil prices, drop in the number of oil and gas rigs in operation. We're seeing all these things happen right now. Gasoline takes a tumble, of course, because of the oil.
Oil.
Industrial commodities begin to decline in price. Junk bond crash. Global inflation slows down significantly. So, we're just seeing a lot of the same things. It's even Salente. Gerald Salente, talks about this 7-year cycle that we see, and we're, so if we had a crash in 08, we had a crash in 01, right? Mm-hmm. Which, after 9/11, 08, and now here we are in 15. So, it seems like it's time. There's a 7-year cycle to things.
That's right. And the 2015 federal budget now has ended pension protections for millions of retirees. This is horrible. The last few days of the 113th Congress. And, by the way, Boehner has been elected back. Now, ladies and gentlemen, nobody liked Boehner. Nobody liked him. But everybody voted him back. Are you serious? They say he squeaked by. Really? Planned. It was planned that Boehner get back in there again. Do you think you really have Republican versus Democrat? Come on. In the last few days of the 113th Congress, lawmakers snuck in a rule in the 2015 federal budget that endangers retiring Americans by eliminating the government's legal obligation to ensure pensions in the event the funds cannot pay retirees. Danger, red flag. That is huge. We've abolished the government guarantee on pension funds. So now, you think it wasn't a money laundering organization before? It is open season on your money, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know how I feel. It's like Social Security. I'm not a very big fan of Social Security. I don't want to pay into it. And I don't expect it to be there whenever I'm, but people your age, you know, have paid into it for so long.
And if you paid from your income into your retirement fund, you deserve that. And I'm talking about a pension retirement
fund. You do, but you're relying on the government to, you know, to take care of it. And it's,
who knew? Who knew back then? Yeah. We'll be back after this. 3-minute break with the Power Hour. James Norman coming up next hour. The Oil Card. From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us on this seventh very cold day of January 2015. So glad to have you in the audience, and so glad to have our guest today, James Norman. Jim Norman is a veteran business journalist, an energy reporter. He's currently contributing writer for McGraw-Hill's Platts Oilgram News, where he was a senior writer for 10 years before retiring. At Platts, Norman has been noted for his coverage of oil industry finance, economics, deal-making, and chicanery, which we love hearing about at the Power Hour. His prophetic press reports as early as 1998 were cited by Paul Volcker's UN Independent Inquiry Committee, if there is such a thing, for laying bare the likelihood of kickbacks and money laundering involving the Iraq Oil for Food program. His critical analysis of Enron accounting and governance in mid-2001, which was so thrilled to give him credit for this, helped trigger the SEC investigation, which led to Enron's downfall. We got lots of questions to ask him about where we are and where we're going in the oil situation. Thank you so much, Mr. Norman, for joining us in the Power Hour today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, the Iraq Oil for Food Program, I want to go back a little bit to that, if you don't mind, for just a second before we go into where we are today, because that was a huge issue. That was a big issue. Now, a lot of people didn't understand what happened. Can you kind of lay the precedent of what happened back then with oil for food and why that was important for us to know about?
Well, let's see. Actually, we can kind of go from that into where we are now. You know, after the United States and its allies invaded Iraq in the early 1990s, we left Saddam in place, and we basically let him have some walking around money by allowing him to eventually start selling crude oil again in 1996. The deal was the money was supposed to go for food and humanitarian supplies. But in fact, the way the UN set up the system, it let Saddam pick who he was going to sell the crude to and let him pick the price. And what happened was every month, Saddam would come in and nominate a lowball price that was below the market price. That should have set off alarm bells with everybody that he was building in kickbacks. In other words, he'd sell oil to his buddies and they'd kick the money back to him some other way. And that went on for years and years, billions of dollars worth of money. Finally, after, well, I wrote a story, and I think finally after we invaded Iraq again in 2003, the UN had to go in and kind of unravel the thing, and they said, oh, we're shocked. There was money laundering going on here.
Right.
So long after the fact, they disposed of it. And what they found was that a lot of the kickbacks were coming from the Russians and Chinese, and actually the French, the few members of the Security Council who would have most been able to affect Saddam's fortunes at the UN. So that's the way that thing worked. Iraq oil has really been the wild card in world oil supplies. You know, Iraq, the country, has easily as much crude oil reserves as Saudi Arabia does, but their production has been about 10 or 15% of what Saudi's was. And the key to keeping oil prices high has been keeping Iraq oil off the market. Well, finally, after many, many years now, Iraq oil production is starting to ramp up again. They're over, I think, they're over 3 million barrels a day. That's about a third of what the Saudis are producing. And so that's added to this global glut of oil out there, which is helping to bring down the price. But it's really not the physical supply and demand for oil which is driving the price down right now. That's what people have to really understand. It's really a function of the futures market, which is just money. It's dollars. It's not barrels. It's not wet barrels of oil. It's paper barrels of oil. They get traded on the NYMEX, the International or Intercontinental Exchange. These paper oil markets, they do horrendously many more multiples of volume than the physical oil market does. And that's where the price gets set, and you can control that price with money flows. You don't have to actually take or use the oil or produce it. You can just affect those markets with money. And this is how the United States and its allies have really been able to manage global oil prices for decades now as a geopolitical weapon. And you'll see that the ups and downs of oil prices since the early 1980s have really been a function of U.S. national security policy aimed at either rewarding or punishing the Russians in particular, because they're the most vulnerable to these oil price swings. They depend almost entirely on crude oil exports for their hard currency earnings. And we can hurt them really bad by driving the price down, and we are right now. And you can see a direct correlation between these ups and downs and the behavior of the Russians.
All right, let me ask you, with the price of oil dipping down to, what, $49 and change yesterday, which has gone back to $48, but if I were to ask you, who is being hurt the most by this decrease in the oil price, who would it be?
Unquestionably, it would be the Russian government. The Russians,
okay.
As I said, I mean, they are just vitally dependent upon crude oil export revenues for their national income. And when these prices move this way, they just get slaughtered. The book that I wrote is called The Oil Card.
Yes.
It's about economic warfare, and it really, half of the book really deals with a historic record of how the United States broke the Soviet Union back in the 80s by consciously and with great effort driving down the price of oil throughout the 1980s with the help of the Saudis, who overproduced, with the help of the major oil companies, which overproduced, and also with the emergence of the New York Mercantile Exchange, which is, again, was when paper barrels started trading. And what happened in the early 80s, there was a flood of what you call short selling of crude oil. In other words, people could go into that NYMEX, sell paper barrels of oil, whether they had the oil or not, and that brought the futures price down, and that dragged down the physical price. So the price of oil in the 80s, we managed to bring it down from $40 a barrel to $10 a barrel, and we kept it low for a decade. And in that time, the Russians bled financially to the point where they had to go hat in hand to European banks and finally to European governments in order to borrow enough money to buy the wheat to feed their population. And it was the strings attached to those loans that precluded the Russians, the Soviets, from moving troops into Eastern Europe when Poland and other Eastern European countries rose up and wanted to throw off their shackles. So you could draw a direct line between that oil price and the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991. They basically ran out of money, turned out the lights, and it just went away in a puff of smoke. Not a shot was fired. This was economic warfare.
Let me just stop you and say that, you know, what you say in the oil card is so important, listeners. If you want a history, if you want to understand where we are now with this economic warfare or geopolitical warfare that's going on, you know, the military warfare, he says, is not the most important thing. It's the economic warfare. And when you think of energy policy, you need to be thinking in terms of national security, because that's really what is at stake here. Now, I ask you, who was hurt most by this? You said Russia. All right, let me ask you a question. Who is doing the most to harm the oil production prices now and to drop the oil production prices? Who is doing the most and making that the big problem?
You mean why are prices falling now?
No, I'm saying which country is responsible for bringing down the oil prices? Why and why are oil prices dropping?
Well, again, if you look at the popular media, even the financial media, everybody says, oh, it's OPEC. Oh, it's the Saudis who are producing. They're not cutting their production enough to keep the price up. In fact, that is not the problem. In fact, the Saudis and the rest of OPEC, these guys are all kind of standing around looking at each other saying, what happened? Because their oil prices completely collapsed out from under them. They are the tail of the dog. They really don't control oil prices anymore. That's what people need to understand. Oil prices set on the New York Mercantile Exchange. That's where it's set. And the players there are really ultimately just a handful of major international investment banks and trading companies who are able to move vast amounts of funds in and out of these markets. And what you've seen, particularly since the middle of 2014, has been a rather headlong rush of money out of the oil futures market and other commodity markets. And the result of that is that it has pulled down the price dramatically. The Saudis could cut their production to zero, and it wouldn't get the oil price back over $100 right now if the players on the NYMEX were determined to keep the price low, and they are. My point is that the United States government and the Treasury Department, particularly through its own funds that it controls itself, but more importantly through the funds it indirectly controls through major financial institutions, is able to set the tone in this futures market. And when other players see which way the wind is blowing, it's like a herd stampede. And so these markets become very volatile. But, I mean, you don't fight the tape, as they say. When you see that money is rushing out of that market, you don't stand around and wait to get clobbered. Everybody heads for the exits, and that's what you've seen.
Right.
The oil price has dropped by 50% in 6 months. That's huge.
You know, in fact, Fox Business News used that statement yesterday. They're heading for the exits. We'll be back after this three-minute break with the incredible James Norman after this three-minute break. Stay tuned. The Oil Card. Go to theoilcard.com. This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-221-9896. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-221-9896. That's 1-800-221-9896. Call 1-800-221-9896.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. James Norman is our guest today. He's telling it like it is about oil. The Oil Card is the name of his book, and he's been right on in so much of what he has said. And we're going to get to the future in just a few minutes also to find out what that means for the various countries involved in the suppression of the oil prices. Now, let me ask you, because, James, everybody says, well, wait a minute. There's no way the oil companies could be involved in this because they are the ones that are suffering. They're not making the money. They're not getting the profits. So how does the U.S. Mercantile Exchange or the New York Mercantile Exchange work to be able to bring down these prices? I mean, we know that gold, the price of gold is being manipulated and probably the price of stocks and everything else. But how does this work? Explain it to us how this works from the focal point of the New York's mercantile exchange.
Well, okay, let me see if I can explain it this way. In the old days, people who traded oil futures, it was really a small club of people. And the futures market, really, it's not an investment vehicle. It's you have to think of it in terms of an insurance market. The traditional use of commodity futures was to insure commodity price risk. If you were a buyer or a seller, user of the stuff, you would want to lock in a price and ensure a certain level of revenues. That changed dramatically in about 2001, what was called the Commodity Futures Modernization Act, which was really engineered during the Clinton administration, enacted under Bush. It really opened the floodgates to allow all kinds of outside money into the futures market, particularly crude oil. Until then, futures trading was controlled by things like position limits. In other words, no one trader could take more than a certain percentage of the outstanding contracts for a given month that would mature. What happened then... When all of this outside managed money came into the futures market, there was just a flood of basically, you could call them speculators, but it was basically institutional money, pension money, exchange-traded funds, people making, small guys making what they thought were investments in the futures market, buying oil. In fact, the futures market were... until then had never been regarded as a legitimate place to put pension money. And it was only with the great efforts by Goldman Sachs and a bunch of other brokerage houses and with the help of the government regulators that basically legitimized the idea of putting pension money into the futures market. And that helped balloon the outstanding the number of contracts out there, the volume, and most of that money came flooding in on the long side, which means it was buying crude oil. Now, for every buyer, you have to have a seller. And what happened was there were so many more buyers than there were sellers. The price just mushroomed. And so the price of oil from the late 1990s went from like $10 a barrel to, in 2008, it hit almost $150 a barrel. It was ludicrous for the price to go that high. The actual cost of finding and developing and producing a barrel of oil was maybe $20 a barrel or something like that. So there was no reason, no physical reason for the price to go that high. It was all just money. Then what happened in 2008? Russia invaded Georgia. And as they were assembling the troops to do that, I think it was the Bush administration, basically was trying to avert that and to warn the Russians, don't do this. As soon as they did, they sent troops into Georgia in the Caucasus. The oil price tanked. It went from $145 a barrel to $40 a barrel in a period of just a few months. And it was like hitting Mr. Putin upside the head with a 2x4. They withdrew their troops from Georgia. They maintained troops in a small part of Georgia. But basically, Putin had to go home. He could not stand that because it would have been a disaster for him. As soon as he did that, the oil price started moving back up again. And it moved inexorably back up to around $100 a barrel, and it hovered there ever since until this June. Now, why would the United States want very high oil prices? It's not to help our oil companies. No. really the object has been to punish the Chinese, because the Chinese have been the primary importer of oil. They actually import more oil as a percent of their economy than we do now, especially now. The United States, we're almost getting to the point where we could become an exporter of oil again. We're already exporting.
Okay, we've got to go to a break. We've got a three-minute break. We'll be back. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce and Josh. And, wow, the stuff you're hearing today is not the stuff Fox Business News is telling you. We'll be right back.
Just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us and supporting the Power Mall. We need your support at the Power Mall. And remember, all of the Tex Mars books are on special and the DVD that he has. Give us a call at the Power Mall, along with Dr. John Heinerman's books are now on sale for $14. The Key Stove is regularly $110. It's now $99. It can be used inside in an emergency. And he has the book called Make Smoke, Burn Smoke. So basically, you sort of almost get the book free if you order the Key Stove. And I think that's a really good way to put it. You order the Key Stove and you get the book free. Also, I want to remind you about Power Hour Gold, powerhourgold.com. That is a website where you can buy gold at 1 gram at a time, if you choose to, or 2.5 or 5 grams at a time. And please go to Power Hour Gold and sign up there. And if you're interested at all, and then talk to Rod from the Power Hour, and he'll put you in touch with one of the Power Hour people, Noel, Rosie, Alan, whoever's, you know, involved at the Power Mall, you'll be able to be put in touch with them. Also remember Natural Medicine, a survivor's guide, $35.50 on sale. That's like a five or six DVD set. I can't remember, but it's available at the Power Mall. And also, oh, it's a three DVD set. Oh, don't want to exaggerate. So, available at the Power Mall. And also, let me think, one other thing. If you are not online and you want to find out more information, it's real difficult to do thepowerhourgold.com if you're not online, but you can call the Power Mall also, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com, powerhourgold.com. We're talking to James Norman today, The Oil Card, and believe me, this book should be read by everyone. I was talking to a physician yesterday who said, this oil thing stinks to high heaven. It doesn't make any sense. Do they think we are so stupid that we can't figure out that something else is going on here? And I said, yes, they depend upon us being so stupid to think that we are lame brain people that cannot understand all of this and just think it's a matter of, oh, gee, the price is dropping. Well, it's not. And there's a lot more behind this.
Right, and we see food prices going up, skyrocketing, you know, and that is always tied to oil. You know, it takes oil to move the food around and stuff,
right.
And, you know, and now we're seeing food prices are still going up. However, oil's going down. It just doesn't make any sense.
And plastic wrap and everything else. You know, it's crazy. It is nothing but a matter of economic warfare. That's what you are seeing. All right, let's talk in terms of the future, then, James. If it's economic warfare, what is the end game of all of this? What would the U.S. Mercantile Exchange like to see as a result of this? Are they seeing what they want from it right now, or is it going to get worse before it gets better?
Well, I think it will get worse. I think we're just getting into this, really. But really, it's not the NYMEX that is calling the shots. Really, I think the locus of economic warfare in the U.S. government is probably in the Treasury Department somewhere. It's not even in the Pentagon. I think their object is to regime change Vladimir Putin. In fact, Putin has said that as much directly. In fact, Putin himself has said this oil price collapse is a political event. It's not a market event. I think he's absolutely right. He knows exactly what's going on here. And so this is really a matter of survival for the Putin regime. And times are going to get very difficult for him. Because while the oil thing is going up and down, you've got a currency thing going on as well. The dollar has become very strong, particularly against the ruble. The ruble has virtually collapsed. The Russian companies, a bunch of big Russian companies, they borrowed huge amounts of money in dollars. They have to pay that back in dollars. They're functionally going to be bankrupt. They won't be able to pay that money back. And so you're going to have vast swaths of the Russian economy bankrupt. Now, there's also tremendous collateral damage in the United States as well, as there was in the 1980s. If you remember back then, virtually the entire U.S. independent oil sector failed or just became so distressed that there was a wave of mergers, consolidations, hard times, low rig counts, people out of work in Texas. It was a disaster throughout much of middle America. The point I'm making is that the United States government, to achieve its geopolitical purposes, is willing to sustain tremendous collateral damage itself to achieve those ends because the global stakes are so high. And it's not capricious. They actually, I think, understand that there's going to be winners and losers. On balance, the United States is indifferent to the price of oil. Now, let me repeat that. The price of oil is basically, it doesn't matter to the United States because in the macro sense, the United States is actually well-balanced in its oil supply. When if it goes up, but we don't lose that much if it goes down. Partly because when you think of the United States, you have to include the Saudis, the Mexicans, the Canadians. They're all part of the family. So when we buy oil from them, money stays in the family, basically. If prices were low, too low, we'd be bailing them out as we did in the 1980s. Remember, we bailed out the Mexicans. We effectively bailed out the Saudis. This time around, I think those governments are aware that they've needed to build up big rainy day funds and have done so, so they can sustain this for a while. The Russians, even though they've built up somewhat of a rainy day fund, they can't sustain it for very long. So you're going to see follow-on effects of financial collapse throughout the next year or so. And I think that a lot of debt-heavy U.S. companies will be sucked into that as well.
Well, when we look at where this is headed now, I mean, everybody's using the $40 mark as being the, you know, the next benchmark. It is at $48.68 right now. Do you think it's going to continue to drop? Is it by design to continue to drop? And who will be benefited by this and who will be hurt the most? Because, I mean, I'm thinking about Venezuela right now in a horrible situation between China. Where are they going to get their oil? What are your thoughts on who's being hurt, who's being helped by this, or who benefits? I mean, cui bono, who benefits in this? And then how far is it going to go?
The Russians really hurt. The Venezuelans are already collapsing. They're just in a basket case situation. All of these oil exporting countries who thought that they were going to have high prices forever are just going to be totally devastated by this, including Iran. I think they're going to be in a very hard position here. Their exports are going to be worthless. Iraq, much of the Iraqi oil exports now really would be going to benefit the Chinese, who came in and invested gazillions of dollars to rebuild old oil fields there. They were just at the point where they were starting to produce from that and start to pay back their investment, and boom, the oil price collapses underneath them. This is a big blow to all of these Chinese oil companies that invested all this money in Iraq. It's going to take them forever to earn their money back. The Chinese would benefit on a macro basis because they're net importers, but their economy is imploding. Their oil demand is flat and falling. Look at iron ore prices, a similar kind of commodity that we ramped the price up on. Those prices have utterly collapsed. Who loses there? Well, the Australians are selling a lot of that rich iron ore to the Chinese. They're going to get whacked bad. But this is what I mean. There's going to be winter.
Where did he go? Sounds like we lost our guest there. Scott, you want to check on what happened to our guest? He's telling it like it is, ladies and gentlemen. And while we're trying to get him back, I'll give another job to Scott. I'm going to open up the phone lines, 855-995-6923. Now, if you are an educated person in the oil commodities, or you follow perhaps the NYMEX and you kind of want to talk to him about the issues involving oil, give us a call at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923, so we can figure out what your issues are with the oil situation. Because they made a statement yesterday, I thought it was pretty brash, that the oil price would stay around $2 for this entire next year. Of course, you could hear the number of Silverados being bought, you know, cha-ching, cha-ching, immediately.
Right, yeah, small cars sales are down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I don't know, but small car sales and the ones that are the alternate fuel
sales are down as well. And we do have our guest back, James Norman,
yes,
author of The Oil Card.
Yeah, now, James, sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
I can't imagine. Can't imagine. I mean, you're saying what everybody wants to hear. All right, let's talk about where we're headed in the future. How low do you think oil is going to go?
Well, again, you know, it ran up irrationally high. It could run down irrationally low. The kind of the benchmark figure to look at is what is the cost of a major oil company to find, develop, and produce a barrel of oil out of the ground. Now, depending on what kind of number you use, the figure probably comes in the $20 to $40 a barrel range. Some companies, it looks like it's a little higher. It depends how they split the numbers. If you do it on the what's called a BOE, a barrel of oil equivalent, which includes natural gas, in natural gas liquids now in the United States, the finding and development cost of a barrel of oil equivalent is still only in the mid-20s, something like that. So you can see the price falling even farther, below 40, before you would actually see oil coming off of production. Because there's so much momentum out there with leases that have to get drilled before they expire, rigs that are committed under contract, you're just going to keep running, and just companies that will, you know, barrel on through and keep drilling, producing. In fact, what the ironic effect you have is that when revenues per barrel fall, there's an incentive, particularly for producing countries, to produce more barrels to make up the revenue shortfall. That's what happened in the 1980s. So it became a compounding effect. You could see prices go really low. I mean, they could go back into the 20s again, and especially if there's more short selling on the NYMEX. I mean, you'd be talking really disastrous levels at that point. I think you'd have a number of international national oil companies that would just basically fall apart if that happened.
Yes. Let's go to our callers. Let's see who we got here. I know there's some people that disagree with what you're saying.
First up is Robert in Texas.
Yes. Hello.
Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, George. Great show, as always. You've got a diverse subject and great guests. Yeah, I'm going to play devil's advocate and take a contrarian view. I get royalty checks. I have a couple of brothers that are involved in fracking, so my father's a retired consulting petroleum geologist, so I do know a little bit about what's going on. And my take is that this all goes way back to the 80s when the Soviets reevaluated their situation and realized that they had bitten off more than they could chew, and they decided that they weren't going to play anymore. There was a movie back in the 80s titled The War Game, or War Games, something like that. And at the end of the show, the question was asked, so what is the winning move? And the winning move is not to play the game at all. And
yes,
that's what the
yes.
Soviets did. And, you know, we got to remember that the Russians don't have the state owns the minerals. So they don't have that cost factor like we do. And as far as who's going to get hurt most, I think the United States stands the most to lose. And this is about busting the petrodollar.
Okay, are you talking about the people or the oil companies being hurt?
Everybody. Investors, the oil companies that are drowning in debt.
Let me go back to our guests. Good points that you made. Let me go back to James Dorman. Your response, James?
Let me see if I can do this in a quick way. Yes, a lot of small oil companies are drowning in debt. They took on too much debt. They're going to get really whacked. Now, the oil majors, the Exxons, the Chevrons, those kind of people, they're in a different league. And what's interesting, if you go back to the 1980s, when we drove the price down, you will find that ExxonMobil actually was borrowing money to drill wells. They ramped up their drilling tremendously. At a time when the price was falling, it was irrational actions for a company that you would think would be exercising cartel powers to restrict production at that time. Instead, they way overproduced. And the point there is that they were doing it at the behest of the U.S. government. In fact, the Chinese, when they analyze U.S. and Western major oil companies, they regard them as state-owned enterprises. The big guys owe a lot to the government. And the government can lean on them to behave in ways that affect national policy. And when that happens, the CEOs of those companies basically have to stand up and salute and keep their mouth shut and do what they have to do.
Wow, interesting.
You see that
All right.
in the numbers. The numbers tell the story.
Let me thank Robert for your kind words also about the Power Hour. Thank you, Robert. Let's go to Dave in New York. Oh, wait, before we go to Dave, Robert in Georgia says he takes issue with one of the things that you said. In 2008, he says Georgia invaded South Ossetia, led by the U.S.-backed drones, killing 15 Russian troops on the border of Russia and South Ossetia. And that is when Russia invaded Georgia. Do you disagree with that or not?
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that exactly. But there was a bunch of border clashes along there before 2008, and the Russians decided to move into Georgia. The government in Georgia was not. I mean, they were. This was, I think, the beginning of what you would call the colored revolutions. Basically, it was a. Georgia was basically breaking away from Russia influence and moving toward NATO. The Russians were not happy with that. There was border friction all along there. Mm-hmm. The Russians came in. They ended up keeping Ossetia. That's a little corner of Georgia. I think they still have troops there.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to give back everything else.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot more involved in that whole issue. Thank you very much for that. I tell you what, we've got a call from Ecuador, and I want to take, since it's an international call, I want to take it first, if you don't mind, Scott. So, Tom in Ecuador, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What is your question or comment for our guest today, Mr. Norman?
Good morning. Great show as always.
Thank you.
The revenue and royalties for the oil, the Chinese oil that has already been contracted in Ecuador, is 50% less right now. So Ecuador.
Okay, let me stop you right there. That is an interesting thing. 50% less in Ecuador right now. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second, or 3 minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned, and we'll get back to Tom in Ecuador. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease are just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you so very much for joining us. And I really want to thank our guest today, James Norman. This man has a tremendous amount of knowledge of what's happening in the oil industry and where we're headed. And I really appreciate his phone call. His comments today. The book is The Oil Card. Go to theoilcard.com. Let's go to back to Tom in Ecuador. Tom, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Ecuador is the only South American country that's dollarized. They use the U.S. dollar only. And so my comment is I don't think we'll see tanks and Scud missiles in South America, but we have economic warfare going on country by country by country. So I'd like to hear a comment on that.
Let me just add, I don't think you're going to see the tanks in Ecuador for sure. That's probably guaranteed with the insurance, the mafia protection that the United States gives it. Maybe not. I don't know. Mr. Norman, your response to that?
Well, in a nutshell, I think dollarization has proved to be rather disastrous for smaller developing countries. That's what really made the Asian crisis so bad back in the early 2000s. And Ecuador could be victimized by that too. Just a comment on the Chinese. You know, the Chinese targeted Ecuador to try and get in there, buy lots of oil reserves and so forth, along with other countries. And whenever they did that, they always tried to bring in political influence as well. And so wherever the Chinese have gone for oil abroad, you find that trouble has followed. And I think Ecuador actually kind of fits that pattern somewhat. And interestingly, you know, the Chinese have had a whole strategy of going out abroad to acquire oil wherever they could find it. Africa, Central Asia, South America. They bought huge amounts of assets all over the place, and they've always overpaid for basically doggy properties. In a lot of cases, in landlocked places, they can't even get the oil out. So the Chinese now, if they had to use U.S. accounting, they'd have to take gazillions of dollars of write-offs on most of this money they've spent over the last 15 years, because with oil, low oil prices, these investments are just about worthless, I think. And Ecuador, I think, falls into that category as well, possibly.
Okay. Any comment, Tom? I guess Tom's already gone. Okay. Thank you very much, Tom, for the phone call. Let's go back to Dave in New York. Dave in New York, you're on. John in Texas. John in Texas, you're on the air with Mr. James Norman. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Morning, all. I was wondering, what is going to be the impact on share prices of the majors, such as Royal Dutch and Exxon? And also, I'm wondering, how much of a tool are these majors for some of the ruling families on this planet that tend to control capital flows?
Yeah. Well, let me just say some generic things. I don't want to make investment advice for anybody, but I think I'm looking for tough times in 2015 in all the markets, and I think there will be a migration of capital towards safe haven kind of investments. The majors look that way. These guys will be standing after everybody else is gone. They also pay dividends, which in a very low interest rate environment makes the shares a defensive choice. But I don't think there's a lot of growth there. I think they'll get hurt along with the rest of the industry. I think they already have. They could get hurt some more. But you might look at them as a defensive play. The trouble I have with the majors is, as you say, they they have other agendas going on there besides just making money. They really behave in odd ways, as I mentioned with ExxonMobil, actually drilling wells when they shouldn't in the 1980s to facilitate U.S. Oil pricing strategy.
Okay, we got to go to this break. We got to go to a break.
They've actually been on their hands and not invested when they should have.
Okay, we've got to go to this break. We'll be right back. 1 minute, 10 seconds. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce and Josh.